Bon, ben bonsoir tout le monde. Merci d'avoir venu à la rencontre aujourd'hui, le 7 juillet 2025. So, thank you for everyone coming to the public meeting on this 7th day of July 2025. Avant que j'ouvre, que j'aille plus loin, là, j'aimerais féliciter tous ceux qui ont participé, qui ont organisé la Fête du Canada. Parce que c'était vraiment un succès, là, faut que je le dise. Ils ont travaillé fort. Les bénévoles, comme les employés municipaux, et puis aussi les conseillers qui ont participé aussi.
On était tout là.
Oui, tout le monde était là. Les pompiers pour les feux d'artifice, c'était incroyable. Les gens étaient fou. So I just want to say, starting off, I want to thank, thank all the employees, volunteers, thank you, for organizing the Canada Day event. It turned out to be a beautiful day. It was hot, and a lot of people attended, and I would like to also thank the citizens that came with their children to make this day the day that it was. So, and also in thanking all the employees, also the firefighters, who and some counselors who took care of all the fireworks. So the people were crazy about them. They loved it. It was a really good show. So I just wanted to mention that
good
before
job.
We start.
Good
so,
job.
Yeah.
And by the way, if there would be no citizens at those events, there would be no event. So, thank you for showing up.
Yes.
S'il n'y aurait pas de citoyens à ces événements-là, il n'y aurait pas d'événement. Fait que merci de vous présenter quand on fait quelque chose.
Mm-hmm. Merci. Fait que là, on va aller de l'avant. On va faire l'ordre du jour. On a un ajout sur l'ordre du jour. C'est une résolution en support, c'est pour appuyer la MRC de la vallée de Gatineau sur l'opposition à la disposition du projet de loi 97 concernant la gestion des travaux civicoles non commerciaux. So, 9.4, we're going to add a resolution or an item to pass, and it's to support the MRC de vallée de Gatineau. For the opposition to the provision of Bill 97 concerning the management of non-commercial forestry work. Fait que si tout le monde est d'accord,
je vais le seconder.
OK. Fait que ça, c'est l'ordre du jour. Maureen Rice. Yes. Joanne Maillet.
Avec les changements.
Avec le changement. L'ajout.
L'ajout.
So, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. So, on ouvre le plancher pour la première période de questions. So, we'll open the floor for the first question period.
Jonte Schwartz. In the last month, my family was involved in two dangerous, violent situations where the cops had to be called. And both times, the response time was around 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
Oh.
And there were lots of calls where the police had to come to Lowe this month. And every time it's a similar response time. It takes at least 45 minutes for the cops to get here because they drive down from Maniwaki. And I was wondering if you'd be able to meet with the mayor of Denholm, Lac Ste. Marie, and Kaz, because all of us in the south of the MRC have the same problem, and then go to the MRC and tell them that something needs to change with the response time, because eventually someone's going to be badly injured or killed because they're going to need help and it'll take too long for the police to get here. And to me, it doesn't make sense because they have offices at 400. It doesn't make sense why it's so rarely that you see police in Lowe. It shouldn't take that long for the cops to come here.
Okay, I can answer the fact that there is a small office here in Lowe It's when there's someone that wants to meet a police officer in regards to an event or an open file. They will come and meet them there. That's where they would meet them. As far as you're saying that it takes them 45 minutes to an hour for response time, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to be talking to the chief as you know, directly, because there's been a shift in responsibilities up there in Maniwaki. So I'll be talking to the new person responsible. Also, what they call in French, which is the officer in charge of patrolling this area. I'll have to talk to him too to see what's going on, because...
Thank you for bringing this to this table.
Okay, well,
we weren't aware of it.
That doesn't have to be the only purpose for their office there. They could have a car in the area. They could make sure that they always have a car in the south. If they have a car in Low, they could respond to Kaz, Denholm, and Lac Saint Marie in 10 minutes rather than an hour.
It depends how many they have on call, but we'll take that into advisement. We'll let them know.
I think Jonte brings a good point, Carol. Mm-hmm. It's the response time from Maniwaki in 45 minutes, Morrissey did it for years, is good if that's where they're leaving from.
But they could be doing
the problem is they only have the four cars or whatever it is in the entire territory.
That's what,
halfway in the park to Denholm is big.
Yep.
I think we need to be pushing for
more
services, period.
More bodies.
Can I answer to that there, Madam Mayor?
Oui.
When I was sitting as a counselor for the Santé Sécurité file there, I had a talk with the chief of police down in Maniwaki, and the answer is, because the territory is so big with the amount of vehicles that they have, what they do is that they concentrate their forces based on criminality in certain area. That's why, for example, you see always like two cars in the Gracefield KMA area, is because that area is one of the biggest problems that they have. And north of Laverandry Park, with the reservation that they have down there, that's another big issue that they have. So between those two main area there, they have to concentrate. And what I got told there before is, they come to Low in time that they have the most criminality happening in Low. That doesn't mean it serves the purpose of doing it there. Should they would have more service? Yes, I agree with you. We should have more service than that. Mm-hmm. But that's how they do their system.
Okay, well, if that is how it's done there, then this is a great opportunity to go and try to get things... to go and bring it to the MRC, because there were a lot of calls in Low this month. The police were in Low a lot this last month. I heard stories from friends of mine that talked about other situations that they dealt with when cops were involved. I know from being on the fire department that a lot of our calls, the cops had to come as well.
The month of June?
Yes, the month of June. We had a lot of calls in Low. And two that my family were involved in, where we needed help from the police. One where my house was broken into, and if it wouldn't have been somebody who was confused and suffering some kind of medical episode, if it would have been somebody who actually wanted to hurt us and was armed with some sort of weapon, we wouldn't have been able to just hide under the bed and wait 50 minutes for the cops to show up.
No,
you know?
I understand that.
Something needs to change. So I hope that you... we'll go to the MRC and work with our fellow mayors in the south that deal with similar issues, and that we could change that.
Let you know, I can approach the mayors in the south, no problem. Okay. As far as the MRC, they're shut down for the whole month of July, so you won't get any answers till August.
Okay.
I have to let you know that.
To work with other mayors.
That's right. We'll prepare it. We'll prepare for... And at the same time, I'll get in touch with the SQ in Maniwaki and our officer that patrols our areas here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Santa.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe more. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Pierre Padvin. J'aimerais avoir un espèce de résumé de ce qui se passe avec la réforme du schéma d'aménagement. Est-ce que ça progresse?
Mais je vais vous laisser savoir. La dernière rencontre, on a engagé
Monsieur Blanchard.
C'est ça. Ouais. Et puis, il travaille dessus. On n'a pas eu de nouvelles encore. Là. Mais pensez, là, il y a des vacances là, qui arrivent. Ouais. Notre DG est en vacances cette semaine. On n'aura pas de nouvelles à tant qu'elle revient.
Le plan, c'est de le présenter au conseil le plus tôt possible là,
ben oui.
Pour qu'on puisse passer à la prochaine étape qui va être de le présenter aux citoyens. Puis notre but, c'est au moins envoyer la première version à la MRC avant que notre mandat soit fini.
Oui, c'est ça que j'allais vous poser comme question. Ce monsieur-là, Blanchard, est-ce que lui, il va rencontrer les gens individuellement ou comme moi avec mon projet? Est-ce que
non.
Il aurait des questions à me poser?
C'est pas son mandat.
Non.
Son mandat, c'est de travailler le document même. C'est là. Parce qu'il y a plusieurs années d'expérience, puis il est très. Il a déjà travaillé sur celui de Lac-Saint-Marie. Fait.
OK. Fait que. Dans le mois d'août, à la prochaine réunion du conseil, on va en savoir un petit peu plus.
On espère, oui.
OK.
Oui.
Merci.
Bienvenue.
Morris O'Connor, I guess maybe to continue a little bit from what Jonte was saying. For the police, they are really going too quick through the village here. Maybe it should be noted that it is a 30-kilometer zone, school zone, from the 105 to Coggin Road is only about 500 feet.
So you're talking about the traffic in general.
Yeah, and traffic.
Okay.
It's not the police that are too fast.
It's the way you said it. It sounded like it was a police. But
I would like more
police
visibility
around the school, for the speed limit.
Because there's never anybody there. And it is, if you could mention it at the MRC, it is a school zone. It is 30 kilometer, and it's only from, and you can, I live on the road, so I can see them passing. When there's a call, an urgency in Denholm, they go by at 70 miles an hour, easy.
So Morris, are you referring to like traffic in general? You want more police presence and the SQs?
No, that's the next
stuff?
One.
Okay, it's both. Okay. So it was that, Carol.
I'd like the police. Brought up to the MRC anyway that they could do that. Traffic in general, yes. I would love to see you put up every village has them almost now. Is the signs that they're on solar that tells you the speed you're going at. Might doesn't slow a lot of people down, but it might slow some people down. They do speed quite a lot through the village.
We did look into it. You're not the first citizen asking for them. They are, I think it was 150,000 per unit.
No, but I was here when you were telling about that, asking about that.
Yeah.
That is not related to the police. It's just a sign.
Yeah.
With a solar sign on it that says that your speed. It costs almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was mayor, I brought them down here. They were on mobile.
Mobile, yeah.
I had them here in the village.
Okay.
I think they still have them. I'm not sure. I've been out of it too long, but they do. They did have mobile.
Okay.
I was putting them on the 105. But I really do believe that you should have something on Prince Path to note to note that. And going one more point on that. I don't know the rules or regulations on that, but I believe the school signs are way too close. The school sign on the east side is inside the school zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible.
I saw
Wakefield, go look at someplace else. They're at least 100, 150 feet, 200 mm-hmm. feet before the school zone.
Yeah.
They're inside the school zone.
Yeah, they should be moved. Definitely.
But if you do that, then you're going to have an additional sign, an advanced sign for schools. You're going to have to put one on Prince Penisval, and you're going to have the other one on Poggin.
You need two. One on Poggin and one on Penisval.
If you're moving them back far enough, you're going to have to.
Then you'd have to put one on top of this end, too.
Well, there is one there now. You just have to back it up.
It just needs to be brought.
But would you have to put one, Morris, on Poggin, like towards Sylvia's, and one on
If you're going to move it back, if you find out the regulations on it, what the distance is, I'm sure that's a lot more than what they are now.
Yeah, they're close.
Because the advanced sign now is just at Poggin.
Yeah.
So if you back them up another 100 feet, you're going to be down
on the other side. Yeah.
Down the Poggin Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. S'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, we'll continue. If there are no more questions, we shall advance. Okay. Numéro 3, pour accepter le procès-verbal de la rencontre du 2 juin. So number 3 is to adopt the minutes from the ordinary meeting for June 2nd.
Je seconde.
Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
OK. Fait que ça, c'est le PV. Là, on fait pour accepter le rapport comptable 2025-06, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de $105,130.84 et les comptes payés au montant de $38,213.55 pour un total de $143,344.39. So 4.1, to accept the accounting report 2025-06 and authorize the Office of the Director General to make payments. Accounts payable in the amount of $105,130.84 and accounts paid in the amount of $38,213.55 for a total of $143,344.39.
Je propose.
OK, Joanne Maillé. Luc Thivierge, everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. J'ai oublié de dire aussi que M. Ghislain Robert a une absence motivée. Donc, il n'est pas ici ce soir. Là. So, Monsieur, I forgot to mention that M. Ghislain Robert did mention that he would not attend tonight, not able to attend. So, I just wanted to point that out. 4.2, c'est avis de dépôt du projet de règlement. Règlement numéro 2025-006 pour abroger et remplacer le règlement numéro 05-2021 pour déterminer la limite de vitesse sur certains chemins municipaux. So, 4.2 is a note, we're tabling a notice.
No, we're taking
a draft bylaw. So tabling a draft bylaw 2025-006 to appeal and replace bylaw number 05-2021 to determine the speed limit on certain municipal roads. So it's just a deposit. There's no resolution.
Non, mais il faut que quelqu'un le dépose.
Le dépôt, oui.
Est-ce que la personne qui dépose, est-ce que la personne qui le dépose devait être la même personne qui donnait l'avis? Parce que si oui, cette personne-là n'est pas ici aujourd'hui.
Oui.
Ce qu'on peut faire, c'est de mettre un nom, puis vérifier.
Ben, Lee is on the committee.
Non, c'est pas ça qu'on...
Je peux le faire, puis au pire de cas, ça...
Il va falloir qu'on le refasse.
Je vais le faire à soir.
OK.
Fait qu'on va mettre Maureen Rice pour ce soir, mais s'il fallait que ça soit... S'il fallait que ça soit le même...
Lee, I guess, parce qu'il fait partie du comité.
Whichever, it could be me, Lee, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying that Lee's on the roads committee.
Okay.
That's you want to do it, Lee?
Sure.
There we go.
On va mettre Lee Angus, mais si la personne qui a donné l'avis est la même personne qui dépose le projet, ça ne peut pas être ce soir.
Okay.
Parce que c'est Ghislain qui a donné l'avis. Qui a fait l'avis le mois dernier.
Okay.
Fait que c'est juste une question de procédure.
OK, pour 4.3, pour renouveler la...
4.2, si j'ai bien compris, c'est proposé par...
C'est déposé. Parce que c'est pas une proposition.
On dépose le règlement seulement.
Okay.
Mais je suis pas mal sûre qu'il fallait que ça soit Ghislain.
Ben, il est pas
donc,
ici.
Ben non, s'il peut pas... S'il fallait que ça soit Ghislain, il va falloir qu'on se reprenne le mois prochain puis qu'on refasse la procédure.
Je crois que c'est ça.
On va s'informer.
OK, je prie une note.
Merci.
4.3, pour renouveler l'adhésion avec Loisirs Sport Outaouais, année 2025-2026. 4.3, to renew annual membership with Loisirs Sport Outaouais for the years 2025 to 2026 in the amount of $211, tax included.
I'll second it.
Maureen McAvoy, Maureen Russ.
I think I got it, yeah, thank you. Jesus. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
4.4, pour approuver la liste des immeubles devant être mis en vente pour défaut de paiement de taxes, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à transmettre la dite liste des immeubles. So 4.4, to approve the list of immovables to be put up for sale for non-payment of taxes, to authorize the general director, general direction office to transmit said list of immovables. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge.
Joanne Maillé, pour seconder.
Joanne Maillé, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Fait que là, le 4.4, c'est pour approuver la liste des immeubles devant être... Excusez, je viens de le faire. 4.5, c'est pour mandater un représentant municipal à la vente des immeubles pour défaut de paiement de taxes, des taxes MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. So 4.5 is to mandate a municipal representative for the sale of properties for non-payment of taxes, the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau.
Je seconde, puis on mandate qui?
Ouais, c'est ça.
La directrice générale.
Oui. Attends une minute. Pour mandater...
Et l'adjoint.
Oui.
OK.
Who proposed?
I did.
Puis j'ai secondé.
Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord, le one agreement?
Oui.
Thank you. 4.6, pour retenir les services de M. Miguel Bédard à titre d'employé saisonnier pour l'été 2025. Commis administratif, programme emploi et d'été Canada 2025. 4.6 is to retain the services of M. Miguel Bédard as a seasonal employee for the summer of 2025, administrative clerk, under the Canada 2025 Summer Employment Program.
I'll propose.
Je vais seconder.
Maureen Rice, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Si. Excusez. 4.7, c'est quoi ça? Ah oui, OK.
Le certificat.
Oui,
4.7. Je vais déposer le certificat.
OK.
Au point suivant. Alors, j'attends, madame.
C'est ça ici, là. Point. Fait que dépôt du certificat relatif au déroulement de la procédure d'enregistrement des personnes habiles à voter en lien avec le règlement portant le numéro 2025-003.
Donc, je dépose
le certificat. So, 4.7.
Ça, c'est pour les élections
à venir. So, tabling of the certificate regarding the registration of qualified voters in connection with the regulation bearing number 2025-003. So it has been deposited?
Yes.
Merci. Là, on va à sécurité publique. Donc, 5.1, c'est pour octroyer un contrat, achat et installation d'un compresseur à air respirable pour les services de sécurité incendie des municipalités de Lot, Lac-Saint-Marie, Cajabajois et Denôme. So, under public safety, 5.1, to award a contract, purchase and installation of a breathable air compressor for the fire departments of the municipalities of Lot, Lac-Saint-Marie, Cajabajois et Denôme.
I'll propose that.
Okay.
La différence qui nous reste à payer?
La différence qui reste à payer est de $3,000. It's $3,000 from the information that I have.
Dans le quatrième considérant, est-ce que ça devrait dire que la municipalité de l'eau a sollicité directement un fournisseur?
Non, c'était pas juste la municipalité de l'eau.
C'est pas la municipalité de l'eau qui a
sollicité. C'est CAS.
So then we need to change it to let, like we need to write whoever it is.
C'était le parce que la proposition était faite par une autre municipalité.
But it should say where at. But it should say whereas the municipality of CAS directly solicited.
Okay.
It doesn't.
But
say
I'll propose it.
It just says yeah, municipality. You're right. Of CAS de Bazouille.
Well, it says that they're asking the DG to say something up there at CAS, is it not?
Well, it's because it says, whereas the municipality directly solicited the supplier, it doesn't, if you read this in 10 years from now, we're not going to know it was CAS that...
Yes, yes, you are. It's a, read the second one.
Whereas
the municipality of CAS de Bazouille published a public call for tender...
Yes.
Via...
SVO on March 12, 2025, but no bids were submitted at that time.
And then
time.
It says, whereas subsequently
invitation.
An invitation to tender was published on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, whereas the municipality directly solicited a supplier.
Oh, CAS de Bazouille.
It should say CAS.
Okay, you're right.
It's about the municipality. Do you want it to be CAS?
C'est CAS qui a été au fournisseur, Ronnie?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
then okay. CAS. So, okay. Fait qu'en français, c'est la municipalité de CAS de Bazouille.
Okay. What is it for number five? What does that say? Mandate the Director General of the Municipality of CAS, Mr. Pierre Vincourt, to sign aforementioned contract on behalf of the
To buy it.
But when we didn't get any tenders back on SIO and they went to invitation, it's CAS yes. that went directly to that supplier.
And we talked to them before. Mm-hmm. Prior to the talking to suppliers, we talked to them.
Okay, so
they're buying it, we're just gotta pay them.
We're sharing it.
We're sharing
our portion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Our portion will be 28,000, 28 000?
Oui.
Okay.
Yes.
28 000, 325
yes.
et 24.
Oui. Et de 28 000, c'est juste
parfait. Merci.
Taxing.
Fait.
Ouais. Mais là, avec
on peut-tu le faire unanime, ça, là? Pour le compresseur?
Maureen proposed, I seconded.
J'aimerais ça que ce soit unanime. Est-ce que c'est possible?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, sure.
Lee?
Lee?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donc, c'est
unanime.
Et tu fais unanime, c'est qu'il manque quelqu'un.
Oui, yeah, c'est unanime de les personnes qui sont présentes.
Yeah.
OK. Travaux publics. 6.1. Pour autoriser M. Derek Murdoch et Luc Rochon, journalier aux travaux publics, à effectuer la formation virtuelle concernant la CHM. Décréter une dépense maximale de $159.98, taxes en surplus. So, under Public Works 6.1, to authorize Derek Murdoch and Luc Rochon from Public Works Labor to complete a virtual training on chainsaws. And decree a maximum expense of $159.98 plus taxes.
Est-ce que ça c'est par participant ou pour
non,
le
pour les deux?
Okay.
Je
propose.
I'll second it.
Luc Tivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Okay. Continue. 6.2. Règlement numéro 2025-005. Règlement concernant les entrées chartières et les ponceaux, les entrées privées dans la municipalité de Canton de l'Eau. So, on arrive à 6.2.1. Pour adopter le règlement portant le numéro 2025-005 concernant les entrées chartières et les ponceaux, les entrées privées dans la municipalité de Canton de l'Eau.
Est-ce que vous vous rappelez qui avait déposé l'avis?
La
C'est pour écrire?
Parce que si ça a été proposé.
C'est la mairesse qui l'avait fait.
C'est la mairesse, celle-là? OK, parfait.
So, 6.2.1 is to adopt the bylaw 2025-005, which is for driveways and private entrances, culverts in private entrance culverts in the municipality of Low, Township of Low. Fait que là, j'ai besoin d'un proposant. Luc Tivierge, appuyé par Lee Angus. Si. Tout le monde est d'accord, tout le monde est en agreement?
Oui.
OK. So. So. OK. 6.3. Pour accepter une soumission à fauchage des chemins, contrat gré à gré, décréter une dépense maximale de 10 500 plus taxes. Donc, le contrat...
Je m'excuse, Madame la mairesse, dans nos minutes du mois dernier, l'avis de motion a été donné par Ghislain Robert.
Ça,
ça fait qu'on ne peut pas adopter ce règlement-là si Ghislain n'est pas ici.
Mais il faut faire la vérification.
Mais on va faire la vérification.
Non, c'est quand tu déposes le dépôt, puis t'approuves la... Parce que le mois passé, ça a été déposé et le draft bylaw a été déposé. Mais pour approuver, il faut que la personne soit ici. Puis là, elle n'est pas ici. Quand une personne donne l'avis puis fait le dépôt,
il
faut que la même personne soit ici quand le dépôt se fait. Oui, quand ça passe.
Faut que tu fasses vérifier un contrat.
Oui,
oui, si tu peux faire vérifier ça, oui, parce que...
Ouais.
OK, ça arrive des fois, en tout cas.
Donc, on revient à 6.3?
Tu vas faire la vérification?
Oui, je vais faire la vérification.
Donc là, 6.3, le contrat... A été, il y a deux soumissionnaires. Puis le plus bas, c'est Service ADL Incorporé.
Did we get a timeline on when they could do the work? Because I know we talked about as soon as possible, but
yeah.
Did we get a timeline?
Talked about it like a couple of weeks.
But did we talk to the contractor to make sure that they can do that before?
That's what Miriam said.
Well, they're the ones that would contact them anyway.
Okay,
to see what
but it changes it, because if we're only going to do it in September, I don't agree with spending it.
I understand that. That makes sense.
They should be done before.
Puis sinon?
I guarantee.
You guarantee?
Yes.
Okay, as long as you promise, I'm good. Okay.
I promise you that it will be done.
That's the maximum it's going to cost.
It's a maximum, yes.
But... How many kilometers are we doing?
It said three.
Was 300.
Some 340, I believe. 170 on each side, I believe.
Yeah.
So 340?
No,
it was 300.
40.
Oh, 170 on each side of the
road? On each side.
Yeah.
On the road?
Well, yes. Because they have to go different, in and come out.
We'll have to go down the side and come back out the other.
But the price was per kilometer of the road.
Yes.
But so you're doing a kilometer both sides.
Yeah, it's a kilometer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. One side.
I don't know. I kind of agree with what Lee is saying. I don't know how they tendered it, Lee. I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
But that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah. I thought it was...
It is. They asked me for the kilometers. I gave it, and they gave us a price.
So they just doubled it.
Mais là, Ronnie says 35 par kilomètre. Ça fait qu'il ne devrait pas nous charger deux fois assez par kilomètre.
Oui.
Je ne sais pas comment est-ce que ça a été demandé.
Mais c'est parce que tu as les kilomètres quand ils rentrent sur un bord, puis il faut qu'ils sortent.
Oui.
Ça fait qu'ils calculent.
C'est justement.
Il vient de l'autre bord.
Oui.
C'est sûr, mais s'il a donné un prix par kilomètre, c'est-tu les deux bords?
Non.
Ça dépend comment est-ce que ça a été demandé.
Il faudrait demander au contrat.
On calcule 300 kilomètres.
Au pire de cas, that's going to be the most.
Mais 300, c'est pour les deux côtés.
Oui.
Oui.
that's gone. So the whole still be 10,000, it won't be double that.
No,
because we have approximately 140
kilometers,
145 kilometers of road.
Yeah.
Total,
and that's approximate. And then what he did is he doubled it because he's got to go in and come out. So,
but then it's not.
But there's some places where he won't have to cut because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
In some places.
Not very many.
No, I know.
And it's not going above 10,000.
It's not going to go over that.
No, it's not. Because he bid on our request.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
And also we can stop him at any moment.
But we have to make sure that the coordinator or the foreman make sure that they follow the cahier de charge.
Yes.
C'est qui ce qui l'a proposé, ça, là?
J'ai pas de proposeur.
Je vais le seconder.
Joanne Maillé. Everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
OK.
Là, on arrive à 6 points.
Who proposed it? Sorry.
Luc. Puis je l'ai secondé.
6.4. Pour accepter un soumissionnaire, achat et livraison d'essence sans plomb, de diesel clair hivernal, de diesel clair saisonnier et de la mazout. Soumission publique portant le numéro 2025-100-004, décréter une dépense au montant de 116 383,84, taxes incluses. Puis ça, c'est pour une période de 3 ans. C'est aussi basé sur le nombre de litres que la municipalité a donné comme sur le... C'est-tu sur la SAO, ça?
Oui.
Oh,
oui.
Bon, OK, c'est ça, sur l'appel d'or. So 6.4 is to accept the bid, purchase and delivery of unleaded gasoline, winter clear diesel, seasonal clear diesel and fuel oil. Under public tender number 2025-100-004, and the order an expense as expenditure in the amount of $116,383.84, taxes included.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillé. J'ai besoin d'un appuyant.
Je seconde.
Luc Tivierge, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Environnement, on n'a rien sur l'agenda ce soir. So environmental, there's nothing on the agenda tonight. Urbaniste non plus. So urban planning either. We don't have anything on the agenda. Loisirs, culture et communication. 9.1 pour retenir les services de Madame Shaylee Maloney, à titre d'employée saisonnière pour l'été 2025, Bibliothèque municipale, Programme emploi d'été Canada 2025. So, 9.1 is to hire Ms. Shaylee Maloney as seasonal employee for the summer 2025 Municipal Library under the Canada 2025 Summer Employment Program. J'ai besoin d'un proposant. Luc Tivierge.
Maureen McAvoy.
Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Merci. OK, 9.2. Pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-de-Gatineau, demande au ministre de la cybersécurité et du numérique, couverture cellulaire et Internet. So 9.2 is to support the MRC de Vallée-de-Gatineau. Third revival, request to the Minister of Cybersecurity and Digital Technology, cellular and internet coverage.
Je recommande qu'on le fasse l'année,
madame la ministre. Pardon? Oui. Ça, c'est celui-là? Oui. OK. Fait que le Tivierge?
Je vais seconder.
Joanne Maillé.
Unanimous.
Oui. Unanimous.
Proposé unanime.
Everyone in agreement to have it unanimous?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. OK. 9.3. Encore pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, demande au CISO rétablissement à l'accessibilité des soins palliatifs et des soins à domicile dans la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. So 9.3 is to support the MRC Vallée-Gatineau with a request to the CISO restoration of access of palliative care and home care in the valley, in the Gatineau Valley.
Ça devrait être unanime,
oui.
Ça aussi.
Absolutely.
Oui. Fait qu'on fait ça unanime, s'il vous plaît. Oui. Everyone in agreement on unanimous?
Yes.
So the last item which we added earlier on, 9.4, appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau concernant l'opposition du projet loi 97 concernant la gestion des travaux civicoles non commerciales. So 9.4 is to support the MRC VG Vallée-Gatineau operation. Comment est-ce qu'elle a dit ça?
Opposition.
Okay, I wrote it wrong. Opposition to provision of Bill 97 concerning the management of non-commercial forestry work.
I'll propose it.
So Maureen McAvoy.
C'est Maureen.
On peut-tu le faire, Daniel?
C'était Rice, là. Mais la mairesse, elle demande si on peut le faire unanimous.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
I'm all right with that,
Lee. Lee?
Yes.
Unanimous? Thank you very much. Là, on arrive à la deuxième période de questions. So, second question period.
Just what are the qualifications for Monsieur Raymond Bonachalog to do the work on urban planning?
He's been taking on contracts. He's made his services.
Just because he's DG?
No, he's worked on the one for the MRs for Lac Saint-Marie.
He's been urban.
He's also in urban formation. No, he's getting his urban credit qualifications as well.
As an urbanist?
Yes.
Does he have it now?
I don't know how far he is on it, but I mean, he's been working, you know, how long?
I know him very well. I've known him for 40 years, but we have a DG and an assistant DG, I see.
Yeah, I know. But there's just too much right now. We don't have the time. That's why we need
to help out the inspector to make sure that the day-to-day still goes on. And then we have this document that needs to be done.
I don't know how to hog anybody else's questions. Nobody? Okay, well, I just have a few. But just for my information, where's the nearest compressor for the fire department to reload their...
Maniwaki.
There's none at Wakefield?
Yeah.
There's one in Wakefield, in a different MRC.
I don't think it's in Wakefield, though, is it? Is it in Lepeche?
It's in Station 2 at Wakefield.
Machin.
So it's in Machin.
For $30,000, maybe we could run down there, whatever.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
The price is not the same.
They charge us per bottle.
Even if you go there more, it's like, we used to go to Chelsea, and years ago, Chelsea would fill them for nothing for us. You know, so we were just at our time to go down. But I don't know if you can still get that deal that they'll fill them for nothing.
No.
So if you start paying per bottle to fill them, and you have to pay manpower and fuel to go down there, you're not long getting into the money. You know, but we're still going to have to go to CAS to fill them.
But right now, we're...
But it would have been nice to do a little bit of a pricing on it, you know. Anyway,
we did
our work.
Okay,
it's going to be less expensive having ours.
Our own. And it's going to be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Correct.
And we're not paying people from Wakefield to go to their station to open it and let us in and fill the bottles. So not only is it our salaries, it's also theirs.
So we've also gotten caught bringing bottles up, a good example, up to Maniwaki, six or seven of them. And there was nobody there to fill them. they have to be left over for a few days until they decided to do it. That's not acceptable. When we need them, we need them now.
What I'm saying is, my page will be closed. It will be closed for them. If you've already done the pricing on it, that's fine.
No, we did.
Okay. Mind you, anything.
It's coming.
It's ridiculous that that thing is still there, like that over Canada Day, over Saint Jean. That's a disgrace.
Yes,
that
we know that. Disgrace. We know that. And it's been difficult.
Court. Okay, that's
great. It's in court now.
It's in court. We're waiting for to have permission to do it.
I saw the lawyer's document last week.
So it is in court.
It's coming.
Coming when?
Well,
but we had to have permission from the court
to be able.
We should have started that in January.
But we couldn't until the investigation was over.
Eh?
We couldn't until the investigation was over.
It's up for sale right now. Do you know that?
Yeah, we saw that. We asked for a fence, and that's what you see. We asked them to fence it off, and what you see is what they did.
And it's not enough.
We shouldn't have accepted that.
No. We shouldn't.
No, that's why we're into court.
That's right.
That's where we're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just one comment. I think we sent 3 kids on vacation to Spain. I thought that was a bit ridiculous, but that was for the last meeting. I don't know why we do that. Beyond me. Okay, so who? You say that we've given out contracts, but you don't say to who. Do you not give out the name of people like?
I did a while ago.
Knowing of the roads.
I did a while ago.
Did you? I didn't hear the name.
I did.
Oh yes,
I think it's ADL.
Yeah, I said ADL.
They're out of
where?
Manawaukee.
ADL.
They're out of Manawaukee. Yeah. We had another price from somebody else, and he was like 3 times.
Yeah. I said Service ADL Inc.
Yeah. Okay, he used to do it for the ministry too. Yeah.
So the other one was way too much. Way too much.
But when you do give a contract in like that, I'm going to say, like Lee said, or whoever said up there, you should give it lean to your feet. Because I'm not sure you're not going to get caught on what you've done. By the kilometer. A linear might go in one way, and a linear might come back the other way. There's kilometers, a lot, heck of a lot of difference in there. Anyway, that's.
Well, like Luc said, there should be a cahier de charge there.
No, but it's few people that have to do that.
Yeah,
well,
yes. Yeah. It was part
of the employee that's created that. Not us.
The employee creates that.
But you give in the number of kilometers.
Yes.
Yeah, but
it's not us that give
the amount, the maximum amount ends up being 300 kilometers, and our roads are around 142.
Okay.
So if you round it up at 150 up and down, it means 300.
Okay.
That's exactly what we explained a while ago.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
It was on question period.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Well, I heard about kilometers. Okay. Kilometers kind of different than.
It is, and I agree with you. That's what my question was.
And the gas contract.
Yes.
Anybody?
Belanger.
It's Belanger, the same one that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has been supplying.
He was the lowest bid.
He was the lowest bid, and it went on SAO, so.
Thank you very much.
OK, merci beaucoup. Si on fait la levée de la séance, il est maintenant 7h48. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Joanne Maillet, everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Merci beaucoup. Merci encore d'avoir venu. Bon retour tout le monde.
Merci.